Takeha. Hi everyone, you're listening to Bite Size Taiwanese,
a brand new podcast giving you a taste of real everyday Taiwanese.
This is Phil.
And this is Alan. Welcome back. This is episode 15 of the newbie level. Hey Phil, what are you doing?
I'm just looking at different ways to get to Taoyuan Airport. 特很机场.
Well, are you taking a flight somewhere?
Actually, no. I just have some friends who are visiting, so I'm going to go there to pick them up.
Oh, what time are they arriving? In Guidian Midai?
Well, they're arriving at 9 p.m. In Amshi Gaodiamekao.
Well, you could take the airport MRT, Gidion Zeun, from Taipei Main Station, Daibak Chiazan. It's only 35 minutes. 35分钟就到. If you leave by 8:15, 8:15, you should be fine.
But I'm going to be in the east part of the city, so I'm thinking about taking the high-speed rail, Gerti, from Nangang Station, Lamgang Zam, to Taoyuan Station, Teheng Zam.
Well, I've done that only once before. It takes about an hour, 8:00, so you probably should leave by 8 o'clock, 8:00.
But what if I take the MRT, Zetun, from Nangang Station, Lamgang Zam, to Taipei Main Station, Daibak Cha Zam, then switch to the Gidion Zetun, the airport MRT.
Let me check. If you add the travel time for both those legs, it takes also about an hour. My damn.
Okay, well then in that case, either way, I should still leave around 8:00, 8 o'clock.
Oh wait, I forgot to add the time it takes to walk between the two MRT lines. That's another 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess my decision's made for me. I'm taking the Gerti, the high-speed rail.
Hey, you know, today why don't we talk about how to say time on the clock?
That's a really useful topic. Good idea, let's do it. So maybe we should first find out how to ask what time is it.
Sure, you can ask 今晚几点? 今晚 is now and 几点 is literally how many hours, but basically means what time. The word 点 here means a clock, but it basically means a dot or a point.
And how could you respond to that? Let's say you want to say it's 4:45.
So if you want to say it's 4:45, then you just say 今晚4:45. Remember that your answer is in the same order as the question, and you just need to replace 几点, what time, with the actual time. In this case, 4:45 or 4:45.
Let's break down how we say the time part a little bit more. The first part, 4:00, is 4 o'clock. For numbers used with clock time, we use our counting numbers, or the same ones we now know as colloquial numbers. And 点 is the hour when talking about clock time. Note that the numbers before 点 have to change tone. Alan, can you give us all the hours from 1 o'clock to 12 o'clock?
Sure. 几点, 1 o'clock. 能点, 2 o'clock. 三点, 3 o'clock. 四点, 4 o'clock. 五点, 5 o'clock. 六点, 6 o'clock. 七点, 7 o'clock. 八点, 8 o'clock. 九点, 9 o'clock. 十点, 10 o'clock. 十一点, 11 o'clock. 十二点, 12 o'clock.
Also, if we're talking about duration, then we add the word 间 to our word for hour, 点. So instead, we have 点钟.
Like in our discussion earlier, I said it takes an hour for the high-speed rail. 爱一点钟. Since it's the duration of the trip, we have to use 点钟.
Okay, now for the minutes. So for 45 minutes past the hour, we just add 分 or minutes after the number 45. 四十五. So all together, we get 四十五分. But note that sometimes 分 gets left off. So you just have 四十五. This usually happens to numbers larger than 10. However, with minutes from 1 to 10, we usually keep the word 分 minutes after the time. Probably because these numbers are short and only have one syllable. But don't worry, we'll get to this in just a second.
So first listen when we say 45 by itself. 45. Now listen again when we add 分 or minutes after it. 45分. You should notice that the 五 changes from 7th tone to 五, 3rd tone. So putting it all together for 4:45, we have 4:45分, or just 4:45. Also note that when 点, a clock, is followed by the minutes, it often changes tone. So 4:45 can also be pronounced as 4:45. For phrases like these, the tone change sometimes depends on how you group the words together into a larger phrase, your speech speed, and sometimes just linguistic convention.
If you want to learn more about tone changes, make sure to check out our episode on tone changes in our Pronounce It Like a Pro podcast. We'll add the link to the show notes.
Also know that unlike the difference between 点 and 点钟 for hour, when talking about duration and clock time, the story is a little different for minute. There's a word 分钟 used for duration. But guess what? 分 can be used for both clock time and duration. So you might hear both 分钟 and 分 when talking about duration. So remember earlier today when I said that there's another 15 minutes to walk between MRT lines? Since it's duration, I said 各爱十五分钟. I could also have just used 分 and said 各爱十五分.
All right, since we already know how to count from 1 to 59, I don't think we need to review all those numbers for minutes.
Oh, yes.
But when we're talking about time on the clock, Alan, how do we say those first 9 minutes of the hour, like from 7:01 to 7:09?
For that, you can say 7:01, 7:02, 7:03, and so on. We use 空 to spell out the zero between the hour and the minute. But this is optional and can be left out. So we might also have 7:01, 7:02, 7:03.
In Taiwanese, we're always trying to get rid of unnecessary words to make it shorter. So economical.
Yeah, but remember earlier we've said that for number 1 to 10, we don't drop the word minute, 分. So we don't say 7:01, no. Or 7:03, no.
Good point. Okay, so what about if you want to say a time that's exactly at 9 o'clock?
Well, of course, you can just say 高点. But if you want to emphasize right at 9 o'clock or 9 o'clock on the dot, you just add the word 点 after the time, which in this context means precisely. So you would have 高点钟 for exactly at 9 o'clock.
How about other ways to say common times like half past the hour, say 8:30?
When we're talking about halfway past the hour, it's actually quite common to use 半 or half. So 8:30, you would say 八点半 instead of 八点三十分. Also, know that for 1:30, we often drop the 1 or 几. So instead of 几点半, it shortens to 点半.
And what about for 15-minute increments, like a quarter past or quarter till, say 5:15?
Ah, for that, we just say 5:15. 五点十五. Nothing special here.
Okay. So far, everything seems pretty straightforward. Now, do we have an equivalent of AM or PM in Taiwanese?
Not exactly. We just say the part of the day like morning, afternoon, evening before specifying time on the clock. Like most things in Taiwanese, we go from the general to the more specific. So if you want to say 9 a.m., then we just say 早起高点, or literally morning, 9 o'clock.
There are actually lots of ways to say the different parts of the day depending on dialect, regional preferences, and how specific you want to get, like saying daybreak as opposed to just morning. But we'll try to give you the more common terms here.
Right. So for example, for morning, you might also hear people say 早, 早呀, or 早起呀. And for noon or midday, you will hear 叮到.
But be careful with this one. I used to think that it meant exactly 12 noon. But this 叮到 is actually like the mid part of the day. So lunchtime between 12 to 1. And for some people, even starting from 11 can be counted as part of 叮到.
Yeah, the reason for this is that traditionally, the day used to be divided up into 12 two-hour increments. So 叮到 was a two-hour period from 11 to 1 p.m. Traditionally, the period is also called 午时 or 午时. But these days, most people think of it more generally as the mid part of the day or the time for lunch. But if you want to be precise about 12 o'clock noon, make sure to include 十几点. So all together, say 叮到十几点.
Could you go as far as to say 叮到十几点？
Well, technically, yes, but I don't really hear it because it's a bit overkill.
Right, gotta keep things as short as possible.
That's correct.
All right, then. 叮到十几点? For 12 noon, it is. Now, in English, we use PM to cover the times from 12 noon until 12 midnight. So, in Taiwanese, what would we use instead of PM?
So, as we said, 叮到 goes up until about 1 p.m. or so. And then it's the afternoon. Some people will use the term 8到 for the early afternoon, well, usually from 1 to 3 p.m. And distinguish that from the term 8波 for the late afternoon, usually from 3 to 5 or 6 p.m. But again, some people will use these terms interchangeably to refer to the whole afternoon in general. So for 3:30 p.m., you could hear 8到3点半 or 8波3点半.
Yeah, I think I always got confused by that since 8到 always really felt close to lunchtime for me. But then sometimes I would hear some people use it for 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, there's a good deal of variation in how people use terms to describe the parts of the day. So keep that in mind.
Okay. So now what about the evening?
Well, there's quite a few ways to say evening and night between about 6 p.m. to midnight. But some more common ones are 暗时, 阴, and 阴暗, which often contracts to 阴暗. So 10 p.m. could be 暗时十点, or 阴十点, or 阴暗十点.
One thing to watch out for, though, is that 에흥 and 잉암 also can mean tonight.
Right. So 에흥잡디엠 or 잉암잡디엠 could be just 10 p.m. Or it could mean tonight at 10 p.m. You should be able to guess from context.
Finally, how about midnight or late night? Do we have another term like 叮到 that we use for midday?
Some people will use 半暝 or 半暝 for the two-hour period around midnight. So like from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And some will even just use 半暝 to describe the night all the way until morning the next day. Again, if you want to be precise with the time, for example, you want to say 12 midnight, then it's better to add 十几, 12, so you have 半暝 十几点.
All right, phew. So now I think we've gotten through the whole day. Actually, we've only been saying 几点 to ask about a specific time on the clock. But is there a more general way to ask when?
One common way to just generally ask when is to use 当时.
So let's say I want to ask, when are you going?
You can say 你当时要去. So the answer to this could be more general, like 我下晡要去. I'm going in the afternoon. Or you can be more specific with the time on the clock and ask, what time are you going? 你几点要去? To answer, you can say, 我下晡2点半要去. I'm going at 2:30 in the afternoon.
One final thing to point out here is the sentence order. Typically for Taiwanese, we put the time before the verb, but still after the subject. And when forming a question, the question word for time like when, 当时, or what time, 几点, is also put in the same position and the word order remains the same. So compare this to English, where we usually put the time after the verb or in the very front of the sentence for emphasis. So we could say, I'm going at 2:30 in the afternoon. The time 2:30 in the afternoon comes after the verb am going. Or we move the time all the way to the front before the subject, I. So at 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm going. Now in Taiwanese, the order instead is subject, time, then the verb. I, in the afternoon, 2:30, am going. 我下晡两点半要去。
Also in Taiwanese, if you want to emphasize the time, it's possible to move it before the subject at the front of the sentence. So it becomes 下晡两点半要去。 At 2:30 p.m., I'm going. Also, notice that the preposition at in English is usually not needed or translated in Taiwanese.
All right, let's try practicing what we just learned.
你要去哪里过年? Where are you going to celebrate the Lunar New Year?
我要去台南, I'm going to Tainan.
Wow, are you going to take the GoTi, the high-speed rail? It's really convenient. 去台南两点钟就到啊. Going to Tainan only takes 2 hours.
对啊, yeah, that's what I plan on doing.
你要去哪里过年?
我要去台南.
GoTi. 去台南. 两点钟就到啊.
现在几点? What time is it?
现在下午五点半. It's 5:30 in the afternoon.
I have to take the train at 7:01.
Well, take your time. 够点半钟. You still have an hour and a half.
Okay, I think we can grab some food first. 现在几点?
现在 下晡五点半
7:01
还有点半钟
Alright, it's review time!
Like usual, we'll say the English first and then the Taiwanese. First natural speed and then slowly.
Practice by saying it out loud with us.
Alright, let's get started!
桃園 Airport
桃園機場
Airport MRT or the Airport Metro Train
機場捷運
Taipei Main Station
台北車站
High-speed rail, HSR.
GoTi. GoTi.
Nangang Station.
Namgang Zam. Namgang Zam.
Taoyuan Station.
Tong Zam. Tong Zam.
1 hour in duration.
一点钟. 一点钟
What time is it?
现在几点? 现在几点?
It is 4:45
现在4:45 现在4:45 Or 现在4:45 现在4:45
1 o'clock
一点
2 o'clock
两点
3 o'clock
三点
4 o'clock
四点
5 o'clock
五点
6 o'clock
락띠엄
7 o'clock
치띠엄
8 o'clock
빼띠엄
9 o'clock
高띠엄
10 o'clock
잡띠엄
11 o'clock
잡이띠엄
12 o'clock
잡지띠엄
7:01
7띠엄콩지훈7띠엄콩지훈 or 7띠엄지훈7띠엄지훈
9 o'clock on the dot, right at 9 o'clock.
高点正高点正
8:30 or half past 8.
八点半八点半
1:30 or half past 1.
一点半一点半 or 点半点半
5:15
五点十五分五点十五分 or 五点十五五点十五
9 o'clock in the morning
早起九点早起九点
morning or in the morning
下早下早 or 下早啊下早啊 or 早时啊在时啊
midday usually 11 to 1 p.m.
中昼中昼
12 noon
中昼十二点中昼十二点
afternoon or early in the afternoon
下昼下昼
afternoon or late in the afternoon
下晡下晡
evening and night
暗时暗时 or 下昏下昏 or 阴暗阴暗
Tonight at 10 p.m.
下昏十点下昏十点下昏十点下昏十点 or 阴暗十点阴暗十点
The two-hour period around midnight or late into the night
半暝半暝
When are you going?
你当时要去你当时要去
I'm going in the afternoon
我下晡要去我下晡要去
What time are you going?
你几点要去你几点要去
I'm going at 2:30 in the afternoon
我下晡两点半要去我下晡两点半要去
Alright, that's it for today. To review what we discussed in this episode, visit our website bitesizedtaiwanese.com and go to the episode page where you can find a quick recap of what we covered today.
And if you want more than what we covered in today's podcast, just check out the downloadable workbook where you can get great exercises, extra vocabulary, more grammar discussion, more audio, and so much more detail like annotated tone changes.
We're still in the early weeks of the new year, so it's not too late to make a new resolution to start new habits and improve your Taiwanese.
Yep, the first step you can do is to make sure you've hit subscribe on this podcast so that you'll be sure to get the latest episode as soon as they come out.
The second step, of course, is to make sure you're getting all the extra practice you need for reinforcement by downloading our workbook. Chapter 1 is a free download, so go check it out for yourself by clicking on the link in the show notes. You can download the workbook individually by chapter or get the entire season.
Finally, if you've been enjoying this podcast, please help us let others know by leaving a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
If you have a favorite episode, consider sharing it with someone that you think might be interested in learning Taiwanese. Just hit that share button.
多谢大家收听.
Thanks everyone for listening.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Phil.
See you next time.
再会.